The Great Lakes hold one-fifth of the world's supply of fresh surface water. But the lakes are under threat from pollution and invasive species, according to a report released last week by the International Joint Commission, or IJC. The IJC is made up of three Canadian and three U.S. commissioners and has a long history.
We were established 100 years ago, 101 years ago, to advise the governments of Canada and the United States how to resolve disputes over the waters that we share.
That's Lana Pollock. She's U.S. co-chair of the IJC.
What we do is look down the road as well as look at what's happening today and give the governments advice how they can protect the resources for the multiple users. That would be navigation, fishing, recreation, power, drinking water, of course. All of those are important uses.
In the International Joint Commission's 15th annual biennial report on Great Lakes water quality, released Wednesday, March 9th, the Commission warns of serious threats to the lakes and calls on the U.S. and Canadian governments to step up their efforts and commitments to protecting water quality. Lana Pollock.
We have made progress since the 70s, since the Clean Water Act and all the other legislation that came out of the early days of the environmental movement and environmental legislation that was mostly signed during the Nixon era. But we see that we're going backwards in other ways. So what we're saying in this report is we're not hanging on to some of the gains. So, for instance, phosphorus loading is going back up, and phosphorus is connected with algal blooms, and we're saying that we're seeing invasive species threats, and we're saying that we're seeing threats from agriculture and urban runoff and from the spreading of manure from the big factory farms. That often is done improperly and runs off. We're saying that we're seeing Lake Erie go green again, as in as in algal blooms. We're saying that the governments have not kept their commitment up. And we're saying that they're not remembering the commitments and the lessons learned in the 70s.
Pollock says that an important water quality agreement from the 1970s is currently being updated by the two governments.
The federal governments are right now rewriting what's called the Great Lakes Water Quality Act. And that was an agreement that was signed by Premier Trudeau and President Nixon in 1972. It was rewritten a couple of times. It's really important in setting the direction. And what we're calling for and what we're calling on the governments to do, and people could speak to the people who represent them on this regard, the commission is saying, look, this agreement should explicitly say that human health needs to be protected, that we need to be able to have the waters that are swimmable, fishable, and drinkable, and that people can go to the beaches without fear of being exposed to either biological or chemical contaminants. So that's a big thing. We want explicit commitments from the governments that they will commit to protecting the lakes to the degree that human health will not be harmed.
Besides urging governments to step up efforts to protect the Great Lakes, Pollock says there are steps that individuals and communities can make to help.
Individuals can watch their own behaviors. What you drop on the ground will make its way into the Great Lakes. And so what you put on the ground is very important. That's one thing. Rain gardens, people can get information online about rain gardens to prevent additional runoff. Wetlands restoration. Local governments, when they give building permits, they should make sure they're not allowing building in areas that will pave over areas that need the wetlands to absorb the pollutants before that runs into the lake. And people need to be aware when they vote whether the people they're voting for are willing to make the investments in the wastewater treatment plants and the other protections that the Great Lakes need. And there's a disinvestment in on keeping up septic systems and municipal water supplies after the early years of the environmental movement. As I said, in the 70s, there was a great deal of federal funding and state and local funding, mostly federal, put into wastewater treatment plants, and a lot of improvements were made. Now they're aging, And they're, you know, it's like a house. You fix the roof, but you can't wait another 40 years and think that you're not going to have a leak.
The International Joint Commission's biennial report on Great Lakes water quality is available online at ijc.org. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.